back, and it's kind of like the olden days.
Yeah?
Only now we're on episode 28.
Is it 28?
Yeah, because I think we recorded 28 last time.
Oh, okay.
Nella, of course, has chosen... Nella, my dog, has chosen the most apt time to play with a noisy bone. But anyway, we're back again.
We're back.
I feel like every time we do this, it's like, hey, we're back. We're gonna keep doing this on the rig, and then life gets in the way. And I'm done saying that we're gonna do this. We're just gonna do this when we feel up for it.
Yeah,
I'd love to do it weekly. I'd love to get it going on a schedule and to give you guys a little something to look forward to in the week, if you're into it, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Well, here's the thing. We've said it once. We'll say it again.
Yeah.
I'm sure Michael and I are some of the busiest motherfuckers that we know.
We got a lot of shit going on. So that's like a beat topic. We're just not gonna talk about it. Just if you're a subscriber, it shows up in your feed, and that's great. And hopefully you listen. Hopefully you like it. Hopefully you leave a comment or do something to reach out in some way. Let us know that you're still there.
Just reach out and touch us.
Otherwise, we just feel like we're howling into the void.
Yeah.
Howling into the void.
Oh.
I really think it's episode 28. It's not...
I'm sure it is.
If it's not, then whatever. But we're getting real close to another Secret Origins, which always proves to be a little less than exciting. It's always just, hey, here's a couple people that either you know or you don't know, and you don't really care what we think about questions, but we like to do them, so maybe we'll...
Yeah, I always enjoy it.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to jump off this episode with this little clip right here, and you might hear it in the background. We're going to talk over it a little bit. So, Nelson Mandela passed. You know, bless his eternal spirit. Bless him for fucking taking care of business like a motherfucker in South Africa during my childhood and throughout my life. And then he passed. And now he's got this, like, memorial going on. You see this guy over on the right doing the fucking hand chime?
Yeah.
This guy is supposed to be a sign language interpreter. And more and more people are noticing that this guy doesn't know how to do any kind of sign language. He's just fucking shucking and jiving up.
Looks
there.
Like he's doing some fucking hip-hop moves that you'd see in a music video or
now,
some shit.
We know a little thing or two about some ASL, some American Sign Language, and we can both see that this guy is saying thank you many times.
Yeah.
Anytime he hits his chin and flops it out, like, you see, he's doing the same fucking hand job. And he's up here with these dignitaries. He's up there right now. We're watching the video. He's up there with Nelson Mandela's kid, the son of a legend. And he's still fucking hand jiving.
Hold up. Check it out. So maybe, you know, we know American Sign Language. Maybe he's doing South African Sign Language.
He's supposed to be doing ASL. This guy is just fucking freestyling. Look at him. Watch him go. If you guys haven't seen this video, look up Nelson Mandela sign language. This guy is just fucking busting a move.
He folds his hands in front of his belly every time there's a pause.
He's doing some moves, man. He's popping and locking is what he's doing.
He's got some great facial expressions as well.
He's squinting. He knows. He's like, I'm gonna get busted for this shit.
He's like smirking, making some duck faces and shit.
Dude got away with some shit. He got up there, made it to the big stage. One of the most important people to die in the past 10 years, and he's up there fucking
doing an interpretive hand dance.
He's doing something. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But yeah, so that's kind of big breaking news. Dude gets up there and does some hand jive. Let's go to a preview review.
Let me tell you a little something that happened over the weekend though first.
Okay.
Worked all week, and then I had drill this last weekend. So we went and did our thing. We were there at drill for 14, 15 hours on Saturday. And then Sunday, we came in. We got to come in a little later. We had a holiday party. Did a little work in the morning. Then had a holiday luncheon. Family members came and whatnot. It was cool. It was chill. Food was good. Good time hanging out with some of the dudes. Kind of weird seeing everyone in civilian clothes when you're so used to seeing them in uniform.
Nella.
Luckily, they don't dress like jackasses like some of the other units I've been with. But, yeah, everything was good and dandy. I was in a great mood. Left early. We got released around, 3 or something like that. So I bounced. And, crashed my fucking car about a block away from the armory.
Oh, no. How bad? This is a brand new fucking tasty Mazda.
This is a brand new thing. Yeah, Mazda 3.
How bad?
Well, it's not that bad. I was digging for my sunglasses because the sun was in my eye. And just kind of, I was looking at my passenger seat. And drifted right into a van that was parked.
Oh, nuts. Sideswipe.
I just kind of glanced off of it. It's not too bad. There's a little bit of damage to the front fender and then just a little bit of scrapes along the side.
Did you leave a note?
Well, no. I pulled over and the neighbor of the dude who owned the van was standing out there, and he was kind of a dick at first, and just like, you better leave that information, blah, 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 you better go get that right now. And I was like, yeah, I got it, man. Walked over to my car, and after investigating his van, which was fine, just had some gray paint scrapes on it, not too bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably buff right out. But, so I go back to my car, and this guy walks over, probably to make sure I didn't bounce. Sees all my gear in the back and whatnot, and then instantly is nicer. And, which doesn't change the fact that he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
But, anyways, gave him all my info. I ended up talking to the guy whose van it was. He called me. And he was really friendly, super cool. And the insurance is handling everything. I've got, apparently.
What about those premiums? Your premiums going up, or you get accident forgiveness, or what are we?
They mentioned something about accident forgiveness. They're like, we'll take into account, your history with us and your driving record and everything, and your premiums might go up monthly. They might not. It all depends. And I was like, all right, yeah, that's to be expected, but I only got to pay $500.
That's the deductible.
That's it, yeah. That's all I got to pay out of pocket. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because there's probably... What did your guys' car end up costing after Cousin crashed into it?
Over $1,000.
Yeah. And I think
close
the damage...
Close to $2,000, I think.
I think the damage on that was a little bit less than mine. So I'm probably looking around the same, maybe a little more. And I'm only paying $500. I'm stoked.
There you go. Just watch those premiums.
I will.
Pop them.
I will, yeah.
Well, shit.
That does suck, because I already pay fucking $160, $170 a month for insurance. I guess I got good insurance, though.
Yeah.
They're handling everything.
I guess
so.
Fine. Well.
Well.
There you go.
That accidents.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't just skate off into the night.
Right?
Rosie the nosy neighbor had to come out and be a fucking bum. No, we're honest people.
Yeah.
For the most part. You see any cool trailers lately? You want to do a preview review?
Fuck, I feel like I did.
I got a couple in mind that we could check out right now.
What do you got? I feel like I just saw something, though, that looked cool.
How about The Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, that was it. You just showed that to me the other day.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have an opinion on it. Let's check it out. So this is The Amazing Spider-Man number 2.
This is the preview review.
The preview review. Here we go. It's a quick one. Any minute.
Oh. Hello, internet malfunction.
There we go.
The more enemies I will make. And it's just a matter of time before I face those with more power than I can overcome. I'm so sorry, I'm late. I had traffic there.
Traffic
jam have anything to do with being, I don't
know, shot at by machine guns?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was implying
that.
Agent
Parker,
very helpful.
You're gonna want to see this.
Oscorp, and you under surveillance.
Why is no question of the day?
There's something you're not telling me yet,
right? I want to talk to them. Secrets have a cost.
My name is Richard Parker. I have discovered what Oscorp was going to use my research for. I have a responsibility to protect the world from what I know they're capable of.
What is all this?
The future.
We literally can change the world. What about Peter?
Not everyone has a happy ending.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's The Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer ready to review and preview. Alright. Fucking, what were you saying? Spider-Man?
Spider-Man's never... I don't know. It hasn't really been my favorite.
Tell you what.
I know you really enjoyed that first Amazing Spider-Man or whatever. Yeah.
A lot of people love to shit-talk it, too, which is... Which is weird to me. I mean, Peter Parker is supposed to be this nerd. Nella, please stop. Kevin Smith made that okay to do, right?
Yeah,
You'll let your dog during a podcast? All right, you're going to hear some chewing. Nella's enjoying this bone. It's fine. A lot of people like to shit talk that Amazing Spider-Man, the first one... Because they made Peter Parker too cool or whatever, and I think that they're fucking tripping. I think that that is what being a nerd is nowadays.
Yeah,
it's kind of being cool.
Yeah, they just brought it up to date.
Nerddom is not what it was in the 80s. It's not what it was in the 70s, 60s,
even the 90s.
Even the 90s, being a nerd now is just. I think kids are a little bit hipper, a little bit smarter. They know, like, different people are going to be into different shit. You're still going to get clowned on and called a faggot and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's unavoidable.
But he's, like, kind of a skater dude, kind of a science geek. That's pretty consistent with what I think today's nerds are like.
He's just trying to make a good life for himself.
Yeah, you don't want to make him a total asshole. You don't want to make him that kid in the back of the class who's like farting on his hand and sniffing it and being like just being a fucking douchebag. That's never what Peter Parker was. He was always a science nerd. They kept him being a science nerd. They made him charming as fuck. When he in the first one, when he first like gets his web slingers going, he's shooting dudes in the cock and laughing at them and breakdancing and fucking skateboarding and fucking hanging 10 on his board. I was into it. I wasn't that cool. I'm not that cool, and I never will be that cool. But it was still, to me, it captured the essence of a Peter Parker. Now, in this fucking trailer, there's a lot of shit going on. He jumps off the building. He's wearing the spandex and it's still flapping in the breeze.
He's falling fast.
He jumped off the biggest building he could find. He's just fucking free diving, getting crazy with it.
The Empire State Building.
I love the fact that he's wearing the skin-tight spandex. A big problem with the Sam Raimi version was the CGI wasn't at a point yet where you could have somebody wearing skin-tight gear and have it still look like a person wearing spandex.
Yeah.
It looked like a fucking robot slinging around. So he's slinging around.
What else has the kid been in that plays him?
I couldn't tell you. He's a kind of good-looking kid. He's got big hair. He's got a giant-sized head. The Rhino.
Yeah.
Rhino in the comic books is basically a dude in, like, concrete pajamas.
Okay.
Huge dude running around fucking it up. In this, it's Paul Giamatti in a fucking Transformer suit. Which I think, you know, it's stepping away from what you see in the comic books, but that's what movies have to do. That's why the X-Men are wearing black leather Matrix gear.
Mm.
Because it might not work as well with them wearing their multicolored, flashy shit in the movie. So I'm cool with fucking...
I'm cool with updating.
Transform...
things.
Yeah, whatever. Like, it's... It's you don't want to see the exact comic on the screen. You want to dip your beak into something a little different. And it's going to influence the comics in the same way Hawkeye in the Avengers. Now Hawkeye in the comics looks like dude from the Avengers. It's fine. And Hawkeye nowadays is much more fucking badass than Hawkeye of our youth.
Wait, Hawkeye now looks like Devon Sawa?
He's got like kind of a flop haircut and fucking hangs out, and he used to wear like this purple mask and shit. He doesn't bother with that anymore, as far as I know. Anyway, so it's going forward and it's showing Spider-Man flipping around. It shows a little bit of what's his face, Jamie Foxx.
Mm.
You know, leave it to Marvel to take a perfectly good brother, cast him in the comic books, Electro is a white man. The movie, they cast a black man. I'm cool with that too. They did it with the Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And that worked out just fine. But they made him blue. Which is a little weird. It's like, can't we just be black and proud?
I didn't even notice that was Jamie Foxx.
It's Jamie Foxx because they CGI'd his shit. Then you got Emma Stone running around. Spider-Man comes down, fucking does a little ass slide across the roof of a car while the car is driving. He's got a little momentum behind him.
Mm.
Otherwise, the physics don't work on that. He's got to be fucking cooking. He's coming out of the fucking... He's coming out of the tops of these skyscrapers. He's really fucking slinging down. Slips on his ass. Goes across the roof of the car. Slings onto another one. He's back to hanging out with Emma Stone. He's doing a fucking spin kick that would make the biggest trickster ninja in the world happy. He's coming down at Paul Giamatti. Giamatti's got a shaved head and some stupid shit tattooed on him. And then the kid's smiling. He's like, hey, I love you, and you love me, and we're good, Gwen Stacy. Gwen Stacy in the comics, we know how she go. She dies in the comics. So we're kind of hoping that she dies pretty soon. I like you, Emma Stone. You're fine. But you got to go. Then they bring out this this Osborne kid.
He looks like a young Kmart Leonardo DiCaprio.
He does look like a fucking Kmart Leo. But I think he looks cool. Like, that's a good bad guy. You want some Weasley fucking pencil neck cocksucker with a skinny tie coming at you, fucking smiling, winking his eye, flipping his hair. He's got his ears fucking bent up. He's ready to go. He's talking some shit. He's like, hey, we're fucking tracking you. I got blue eyes. We got computers that are on fucking glass. We got it all going on.
You got that Google Glass.
We got that Google Glass. We're talking to mom. We're flipping on cars some more. Then we see some shit. Then we get into some shit. We got a little bit of boring shit. More boring. Oh, that's not boring. It shows, like, down in the catacombs. Down in the Underdark. Under Osborne Industries or something. It shows a dude walking by some shit. Let me back this up. We're watching this as we talk a little bit here. Down deep, under the ground, we see some shit. Dude's walking in. You don't know who it is, but in the background, we see, to the right-hand side of the screen, we see Dr. Octopus's fucking tentacles.
Man-pack tentacle things.
And to the left, we see the vulture's wings. What they're putting together here, in case you haven't been paying attention, is they're putting together the Sinister Six, which is obviously a team of six bad guys that fuck with Spider-Man on the reg. You got Dr. Octopus. You got the Vulture. These two things are seen here. You got, I think, Rhino. You got Electro. And then I think the other one's Mysterio. Either way.
So many O's.
You're seeing some O's going on, and you're seeing a fucking rogues gallery put together to rival that of the great Batman. You're never going to fuck with Batman's rogues gallery. No. He's got the best squad of bad guys you're ever going to find this side of fucking what have you.
And the most varied, like, personality-wise and
their origins are different. Yeah, they got different motivations. They're different all creepy. Characters,
yeah.
But Spider-Man's got a pretty tight rogues gallery, and they're putting it together right here in Amazing Spider-Man number 2. They're putting it together. Just in a quick flash, you get a little idea of where they're going with this. And then you see these different cubbies are opening up, and you see that kid with the flip haircut walk in. They're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He walks in. Oh, maybe Green Goblin's the sixth of the... I don't know who the Sinister Six are, okay? I just know they exist. He comes walking in, and fucking out of some fucking milk or something comes Electro.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx comes out the shit. They got them all CGI'd. You got a dude, you got people running. You got that rhino foot. And then the tightness. The Amazing Spider-Man flipping through the air, holding a sewer lid, and he's about to bash the Transformer Rhino.
He's gonna cut his fucking head off.
He's about to do something. He's about to sling that, like so many webs he slings. Then there's more romance and some shit falling down, and Spider-Man punching, which we all want to see him punch, kick, flip.
I just want to see that web get shot.
He does shoot that web, I'm sure. Electro, like I say, he might be the weakest part of this movie, but I think I'm seeing a trailer for another movie that I do believe that I'm going to enjoy. I don't say that with a great degree of confidence, but I really like that Amazing Spider-Man 1. I like that they're putting together some shit here in Spider-Man 2. And, yeah, basically what it boils down to for me is I'm giving it a thumbs up. Do I suggest seeing it in the theaters?
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm a tough sell to get me out to the theaters. I got Netflix. I got entertainment at home. I don't know that I need to go to the theaters for this, but if I put a few drinks in me and went out to it, I'm sure I'll have a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I could see myself doing the same thing. Couple drinks, maybe grab a bottle of something.
Couple drinks,
drag it into the theater.
Go over to the burger spot, eat something.
Yeah.
Meander over there. It depends on what time of the month it comes out. Like if it comes out near a payday, and if I got a few extra bucks. I'm not feeling like compelled. Like the other preview that I was thinking about watching, and I mean, we could do two preview reviews if we wanted.
Yeah, what do we got next?
Alright, so this one, I'm gonna throw it out there right now. This is one that I gotta be there.
Okay.
I've watched this preview. I watched that Spider-Man one already, and I felt about the same. But this one, Godzilla 2014. We're going to watch this. We're going to do another preview review.
We're going to watch the teaser trailer or we're going to watch the official trailer? Wait, they've got a trailer review? And a
review. Yeah, we don't need to see that because
I thought we were the preview reviewers. Fuck those people.
No, we review. But before we move on to this Godzilla shit, how do you feel about that, Spider-Man? You're feeling about where I'm at with
About where you're at. Like I said, Spider-Man hasn't really been my favorite.
What do you think of the first Amazing Spider-Man?
I think
After the Sam Raimi, when they rebooted and they brought this new kid in, how do you feel?
I didn't love it. I thought it was good. I give it a solid thumb up.
Yeah.
Not two thumbs, just
give
one
it a thumb.
Thumb. I'll give it a thumb. But yeah, just they none of them have been my favorite really. So,
but in truth, have you ever read a Spider-Man comic?
No.
Yeah, so you've got no history with the character. You represent the biggest part of the population, which is people who have no real familiarity with these guys from the comic books.
Yeah.
Only like a percentage, only 25, maybe 30% ever have read a Spider-Man comic. So you're the people that they want to impress with these trailers.
Exactly. Because I'm able to remove myself from
you,
my preconceived notions.
The comic geeks are going to show up no matter what.
And they're going to rip it to shreds.
Either rip it to shreds or they'll get behind it and it's not going to make a big impact on those box office numbers. What makes a big box office difference is people who don't have a background with these guys. So, I mean, hey, if you aren't impressing Dick, you aren't impressing the world. Here we go. Godzilla 2014 official teaser trailer. You can look it up. We're going to watch it now, and then we'll do another preview review.
Sent in by a Halo jump. Now, I realize not all of you have had hands-on experience. Frankly, none of us have ever faced a situation quite like this one before. I would not be asking any one of you to take this leap if I did not have complete faith in your ability to succeed. Your courage will never be more needed than it is today.
Thank you.
All right. That I can fucking get behind.
You love it.
Holy shit, do I ever.
How can you not? Really?
I've only seen a few of the...
The OGs.
The OGs. But I loved them, and I watched those few over and over and over again.
Yeah, I think that...
As a young kid, too.
I think what they did in this preview is they really understated everything. It looks like your typical fucking 2000s like monster movie.
Yeah.
What they like to do is they like to not show you a whole lot of the creature. They like to do a lot of these like warped out sounds and everything. They like to...
A lot of, like, breathing and shit.
Yeah, breathing. Yeah. Like, oh, God. Oh, this is going to be fucking scary. And I'm not a huge fan of that shit, but they got to protect the property. They got to make sure that you want to see more. So they can't show you Godzilla, like, stomping around, ripping buildings down. But you know, there's a promise that is made in this... In this trailer, which is, hey, you will be given Godzilla. You will be given not a Godzilla that is similar to the classic one, but updated a little bit.
Totally.
And not in the way that, like, the 98, I think that's when the Matthew Broderick one came out. Not in the way that they did it, which is super lame. So I'm going to replay this trailer again from the beginning here.
The whole trailer, from the second I saw Godzilla, I was waiting for that fucking shriek.
Yeah. You got these like special ops dudes jumping out of some sort of carrier. They're bombing out the back. I don't know why, but they've got some sort of sparklers and smoke thing coming off their feet.
I imagine it's to identify where they are, so when they open their chutes, you know, they can
they
know.
Don't go banging into each other.
Yeah, because they're doing Halo is high Halo altitude, jump. Low yeah. open, low opening. I think.
Yeah, they got their respirators on. They're definitely coming from way up high, and you can tell because they're falling for a while. And they're breathing heavy, and they're like, "Oh shit." Oh shit. And you just see this fucked up cityscape beneath them. They're coming down quick and they haven't even opened up their chutes. They're just still banging through. They're passing by shit. And you see through the smog, the fog, and all that is going on, smoke and shit. You see those telltale spines of the Godzilla, Gojira, as my Japanese brothers call him.
You don't even in this whole preview, you don't even get a good look at Godzilla. You know, you kind of just see kind of silhouette-y type shit, and
you see that there's fucking 20 dudes bombing down out of the Halo jump onto this guy, and you see as they get closer, you're like, fuck, this thing's gigantic because the people appear fucking tiny as they're approaching it. Then you got some scientists running around, some more military ops dudes. Shit's getting destroyed. People are trying to figure out, like, how are we going to deal with this giant lizard thing? And then one of the most important things happens. They're loading up bombs, potentially nukes. There it is. You see who that was? Just
no.
I'm going to back it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Pay close attention in this trailer piece. I'm talking to Dick, not you, the listener. Watch what we got. Boom. Did you see him?
That was fucking Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston's in this. That's right.
It's the most important part of the preview.
It's a really important thing to have Bryan Cranston in it. He's crying. He's carrying on.
He's cooking meth.
Like, oh my God, what the fuck? Shit's getting destroyed more and more. You'd see some cityscapes that have just been... annihilated, just dust and debris falling, shades of 9/11, and then you see a shadowy leg move and maybe a hand moving in the distance. You see those telltale spines again? The head turns and roar, and it's Godzilla. And then it gives you the Godzilla card, and in the background, you've got the kanji for Godzilla, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Either that or it says stupid Americans or something.
What it says to me is these guys are honoring the lineage.
Yeah.
They're paying their due respect, whereas that Matthew Broderick piece was like trying to create a new mythology. This is honoring all the shit that came before it and trying to just present to this American audience and potentially the world audience a Godzilla of our time.
You think Bryan Cranston's playing Walter White and he created Godzilla?
Maybe it's a methzilla.
Maybe he did it at the school.
I like to think of everything that he's done as being somehow tied into Breaking Bad.
Maybe he's got an RV and he built Godzilla in the RV. He was trying to cook some blue shit.
If they took that road, I'd be on. I'd be on board.
I would too.
Even though it's totally going against what I just said in terms of what I want from a Godzilla movie, I'm in. Because I'm that big of a Breaking Bad fan. But what we got going on here is I think we got a little blockbuster.
I hope
that it does well, man. I hope that we see some respectable
I hope it kicks Godzilla off stuff going summer 2014, right?
I don't know. Did it say when it's coming out?
No, it just said 2014.
Yeah, I think it might be a spring flick. I don't know. All I do know is that I'm excited by that trailer. I don't think, as far as putting together a trailer, it's not really what I want. But as the first trailer out, they gotta bury the lead a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they gotta leave you wanting more. And I'm definitely wanting more.
Yeah, I want more.
I want to see it. In the same way that like they're making the Batman Superman movie, I want to see like the Batman outfit. I want
to
see...
Dude, every time... For those of you who don't listen to it, you should check out Hollywood Babylon. It's fucking awesome. But every time Kevin Smith brings up
the fact that he's seen it,
the fucking Batman suit, God, I want to see it so bad.
Have you seen...
I'll spend like the next like 10 minutes of the episode just imagining the Batman suit in my head.
Yeah.
And to no avail. You know, like, I've got all kinds of ideas.
There's a lot of different ways it can go.
Yeah, it could go so many ways. Hey, speaking of big blockbusters and...
Hope.
Really quick, I just want to touch on this. Did you ever end up watching Pacific Rim?
Haven't yet.
No?
Have you?
No. All right. I think I downloaded it, and I haven't watched it yet.
We'll give that a watch soon. I kind of regret not seeing it in theaters, but times is tight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, Godzilla, we're both going to see it in theaters. Probably sure. At the same time.
Yeah.
And probably in the same condition. Did you hear about in that new Batman Superman movie that they announced Wonder Woman's going to be in it?
Yeah, I think the last time we hung out, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, however long it's been.
And they announced
you told me about
who's going to be who's going to be Wonder Woman. And it's going to be this lady, Gal Gadot. Who, I don't know if you've looked up pictures of her or anything yet, but I'm showing you right now.
Yeah, she's from, she was in Fast and the Furious 5.
I've never seen it, but, you know, she's getting a lot of stank on the internet. People saying her breasts aren't big enough or that she isn't powerful.
Yeah, most people I've talked to have been like, oh, you know, she's going to have to put on a lot of muscle beforehand. And it's like, what the fuck do you think these people do?
Not just that,
she's got a movie coming up. Of course she's going to be conditioning and shit.
The whole perception of, like... I always thought that it was a little strange that Superman looks super pumped up. Because what makes him strong isn't his muscles.
Yeah. You know?
It's like his superpower.
Totally. That's just something to make like it appeal
not,
to women.
Yeah, it's not that his muscles are necessarily bigger. It's just that they work better.
Yeah.
And I think the same can be said for someone like Wonder Woman. Her shit seems more like magic-based or mythology-based. She doesn't have to look yoked out. She can be a lady. And in fact, I think that it'll be more inspiring to women to see a woman that looks a little bit like them, maybe, and not this Amazonian, crazy, large China from WWE fame woman.
You ever watch the old Wonder Woman TV show?
I've watched a handful of episodes.
She wasn't fucking jacked.
No.
She looked like a woman.
Yeah. She can just look like a woman. She flies, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And she's not flying because she's jumping. She's flying because she can fly. Oh, I'm trying to find some video footage of this lady. Here we go. We got Gal Gadot. I think that's how you pronounce it. Gadot?
Yeah, it looks like it. T silent.
Gal Gadot. I don't know where she's from with a name like that.
I don't know either.
The fact that they named her Gal, it's like, were the parents concerned that people were going to mistake her for a dude?
Well, with a last name like Gadot, we can assume that she's foreign.
Do you think Gal's short for something? Maybe. Galaxy.
There's an interview with her that you just passed.
I just want to see, here we go, in the best scene of the Fast and the Furious movies. I just want to see her kind of move around a little bit, get a feel for her. So I mean, she is very lean. She's very thin. She's got, but you know what, when Wonder Woman first debuted damn near 75 years ago, she didn't look yoked out either.
No.
And she wasn't crazy busty. And she didn't have, like, chiseled features. She looked a little bit like this lady, only with kind of curly hair. Now, through the years, she's morphed and changed. And we already talked about how in movies, it's okay to change things a little bit. So all you fucking dweebs out there who are like, oh, she should look like this or she should look like that. What you got here is you got a pretty brunette lady who's going to play a superhero that can kick some ass, and that might just be fun to watch. Can we just have some fun?
Yeah. Can we just enjoy it for what it is?
Just enjoy. And you know what? I think that it's great that they're finally putting Wonder Woman into a movie. This undoubtedly is going to set up either a Justice League movie or Wonder Woman's own movie.
Yes.
And that's great because, you know, one day I might have a daughter or something, and I would like my daughter to have some goddamn comic books in her life. And one of the ways to get kids into comic books is to hook them with a movie, and then bang, you got them reading some books. And, you know, we're watching the scene, she's walking around, she's looking fit. She's looking fit as a fiddle.
The Asian dude from Fast and the Furious is loving it. He can't look away. He's eating some peanuts.
Yeah,
he's got a smile on his face.
Yeah, she's not ugly. So yeah, I think, and she's exotic looking. She looks like she could be Greek or something, which is right where we need her to be.
Get her into the CrossFit gym, put her on some weights, and get a little. I think she could stand to be a little bit bigger. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean,
she's a wayfish model. I'm sure they're going to tone her up.
Totally.
Anything that they can't do, keep in mind this is directed by Zack Snyder. This is a guy who made 300. He won't hesitate to airbrush some shit on her.
Yeah.
He'll dress her up real nice. But he could make her look like a damn Spartan if he wanted to. He's got some skills.
I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, I think it's good, and I think that it's especially good that it's not somebody that we're overly familiar with.
Yeah.
Which means two things. One, we aren't going in with any preconceived notion about how this person is or what they do or how they act or anything like that. And the other bit is hopefully she's going to be stuck being Wonder Woman for 5 pictures.
Totally.
You know, hopefully she's not going to go scoot out and think that her shit don't stink and be like, oh, I'm too good for this comic book bullshit.
Maybe Snyder will direct those flicks as well. I think that would be good.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can just vamp for a second while I take a piss.
Just what?
Just vamp a little bit. Just talk trash.
I don't have any trash to talk.
Set up a Netflix.
All right. Some Netflix.
Yeah.
You gotta pick.
Well, we should explain. We paused it. I've got the hiccups. And you didn't feel like vamping.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's what we do. We don't bullshit. We don't try and waste your time here at the Bad Works. Which is why we're going to keep this episode. Oh, fuck these hiccups.
Check it out. So
we're going to keep this episode at a sharp hour.
I've got a kind of a pick, but not a pick at the same time. Okay. It's a general theme that's going on Netflix right now. It's the fucking holidays. What's today? Today's December 11th.
Mm-hmm.
The year of our Lord, 2013. There's a lot of Christmas movies up right now. And most of them fucking suck.
What are your top three?
My top three. All right. Vacation. Christmas Vacation. National Lampoons.
National Lampoons.
A Christmas Story. Which is not up on Netflix right now, but I own it, and I love it. It's my favorite. That's my all-time favorite. And The Santa Claus.
You love that.
I love Tim Allen. I don't know what it is. I think it goes back to my days as a young child watching so much Home Improvement.
That sounds like a straight pick.
Yeah. But please avoid all the other ones. Holy shit, they're fucking terrible. Actually, you know what? I do enjoy me some Jingle All the Way with my man
that's your,
Schwarzenegger.
That's your ongoing, as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
Didn't matter what time of the year. If Dick had access to Jingle All the Way, that was his pick all the day.
So right now, up on Netflix, you've got Christmas Vacation. You've got...
Which I can't endorse strongly enough. This is one of the finest fucking films of our time. I put it on the other night. Me and the lady promptly fell asleep. It was in bed. We were just relaxing. Enjoying the fact that now we got Netflix in the living room and in the bedroom. I dropped $50 on a Roku One. Worthy investment. Loving it. It works fabulously. Mm-hmm. Threw it on, we both fell asleep. But before we fell asleep, she did the hard reveal to me that she had never seen.
Whoa.
Shit. We still fell asleep. It was late at night, and maybe we had a little bit of wine or something. But we fell asleep. I'm going to watch it no less than 3 to 4 more times before the season is done. It's fantastic. It's when Chevy Chase had a soul when he was... when he was still hitting all the notes. And I love the vacation movies, at least the core ones.
What are we talking the core? Talking Christmas Vacation? We're talking
Vacation, Christmas Vacation, European Vacation.
Got it. Yeah. Those are the only three I've seen.
Vegas Vacation is fair, but it's about when things start to drop off. Christmas Vacation is arguably the best of all Christmas movies on a visceral level. You just watch it and you have a laugh. You enjoy it.
You just have a good time every time you watch it, because in reality you're probably only going to watch it around this time of year.
This is the money time for it. Yeah, you're going to be watching it in July probably. But if you do, it'll still work.
But yeah, up on the flicks, you got Christmas Vacation, you've got Jingle All the Way, which is it's childish but fun. I don't know, I love it.
There's nothing wrong with having a favorite.
Yeah.
Even if it's a shit favorite, But in this case, I don't think it is shit. I think that it's just fucking... It's comedy of a different age.
Yeah.
It's comedy of our childhood, of your childhood in particular. It's comedy that worked in its time. Maybe it dropped off a little bit. Maybe if you're a younger listener, it's not going to work for you. Maybe if you're an older listener, it's going to work. Not going to work for you. But if you're like a late 20s type of person and you don't watch it and feel something, then time to check your pulse and maybe time to start drinking some kale shakes.
It's got Sinbad in it. The actor Sinbad, come on.
Sinbad used to be the shit. Some of his stand-ups from back in the day are really, really funny.
Yeah. So you got those two, and then you've got, I'm pretty sure, I've got three things that I watch. I watch my Netflix, I watch my HBO Go, and then I've got cable.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the Santa Claus is up on the Netflix right now as well.
Let's check it out.
If not, I must have just watched it on,
If it's not on the picks, I mean, most of you guys have access to other fucking... Is this it? No, that's just...
Yeah, that's just a thing.
Yeah,
it must not be up there.
Most of you all have access. I'm strictly Netflix, a little bit of Crackle. Yeah, I don't see it on here, but...
Yeah.
Who?
Oh, you know what? You know what also is really fucking good? Jack Frost. Watched that the other night. Love that movie.
Jack Frost.
It's got Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Playing the fucking, what's it called? The snowman.
I don't believe I've ever seen it. Is it? It's family friendly, though.
It's so. Definitely family friendly. It's got a dude. He's kind of a rock star, or aspiring rock star. And he's got a wife and a kid, and, you know, beloved by both, beloved by all his friends and everyone. Just a real good personality. And dies in a car crash on his way back home to see his family, hang out with them on Christmas. And comes back as a snowman. And then all the fun begins.
And then it just goes on and on.
Yeah, it's just a cutesy movie. Something good to watch with your lady, or, you know, snuggle up on the couch, put something on that you don't quite have to pay attention to, but, you know, just fun.
Sounds like a good pick.
Yeah.
Sounds like one that I will enjoy on the late night as I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So I've got, as usual, multiple picks. One of the picks is called The Last Circus, which I'm not going to talk about at all here. Whoa. Because... this is something that in the days following this being uploaded, we're going to upload on Bad Words. Bad Words Media Podcasts present The Brothers Conrad, which it will be an in-depth conversation between me and my brother Winston, in which we talk about the movie The Last Circus. And
you guys have both watched it?
Yeah, and we do a pretty good job of covering kind of what the movie is about and why or why not it's worth watching. My pick, I got two of them. I got American Horror Story Season 2, just got uploaded a handful of days ago to Netflix, and my wife and I already marathoned through the entire season 2. There's 13 episodes at an hour a crack. We're talking about 13 hours.
Talking about a solid weekend.
Yeah, we already put it down. And I'll tell you what, season 2, arguably stronger than season 1.
No shit.
It's got Jessica Lange, who you fucking love. This is set... It's a lot of the same actors playing different roles in a different setting. And so Jessica Lange's back, and she plays a nun who runs an asylum in Massachusetts. And she does a great Mass accent. You got the kid with the blonde hair.
I hate that kid. I told you why I hate that kid, right?
Too good looking?
No, he reminds me of an old client of ours.
Huh.
Lived over at the house down the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is.
Especially in that first season. Just his, sociopathic tendencies and fucking, yeah, I don't know. He really bugs me.
Well, he's back in this one playing a much, much different character. So yeah. Maybe he'll be able to wash that clean.
Maybe we'll take a shine to him this time.
Anyway, it's about an asylum, and it's about what happens in the asylum. James Cromwell plays a character in it. You'll know him from Babe. You'll know him from L.A. Confidential. Great actor. He does a great job in his role. 13 episodes, nice and sharp. The ending left a little something to be desired from me. But I'm a snob and I'm picky. And I don't want to spoil anything because it really did just get uploaded, I think, on like Monday or Wednesday of this week. Not Wednesday of this week. Today's a Thursday. Yeah, it must have been over the weekend or something.
I think Sunday is the day they renew everything or yeah. Upload the new
They shit just uploaded it, and I don't want to give it away. For those of you like me who are not cable subscribers, who are doing most of your viewing here on Netflix, so I really suggest you check it out. Even if you didn't like the first season, it's a completely different story, and it's a completely different vibe. The other thing I've been watching, which I never in a million years thought I would like, and it's kind of fucked up that on Netflix it's only got 2.5 stars, because it is a great show, and it's Malcolm in the Middle. And again, I'm not into sitcoms, I'm not into any of that situational comedy, formulaic, here's a middle American family doing their thing. I definitely don't care for this kid. What's the name of the kid that plays Malcolm? Whoever that kid is, he doesn't do anything for me. I don't like him. But on the show, in the context of the show, really a fucking great show, and it's really smartly written. Bryan Cranston is the thing that brought me to it. My wife is a big, big fan of Breaking Bad. Couldn't get enough of him. Wanted to watch some more shit with him in it. Malcolm was right there, just waiting all 7 seasons up here on Netflix. So we started watching it. I was playing on my phone and not invested in it. And suddenly I found myself really caring about it. Really funny show. Really, really actually cutting edge. And one of the most interesting things about it is, as we watch it, we're drawing all these parallels to Breaking Bad. There's episodes in which Bryan Cranston, who plays Malcolm's dad, he's running around in his underwear, he's wearing a gas mask, they're fumigating the house. The house looks almost exactly like the house that he lives in Breaking Bad.
No shit.
There's just so many parallels. There's an episode in which he is jealous and angry because someone took his idea and made a bunch of money off of it.
Fuck.
There's a lot of interesting things like that. I don't know
if... You think it's real-life themes that they're just reusing from show to show, or do you think it's some weird freaky coincidence, some conspiracy? You think something's going on?
I don't know what's going on, but it's really fun to think about as you watch it. And there's also some really cool stuff where you see Bryan Cranston, who you recognize as Walter White from Breaking Bad, and he's teaching Malcolm how to roller skate, and you see that Bryan Cranston's a very talented roller skater, and he does all these like roller skating things, or like dancing or fucking around, or it's just a different aspect to this guy who I've really come to like in recent years through Breaking Bad, seeing him in a different light, seeing a little bit greater scope of his character as an actor. This is the second time in this episode we've talked about him. We're going to go see him in Godzilla. I'm watching him and Malcolm in the Middle, and we all love Breaking Bad. It's just, it's really cool to see more of him. Now, my little footnote is any time that you're stuck and you can't think of what you're going to watch on Netflix, and maybe you don't even really feel like watching anything, but you just want some background noise, Mystery Science Theater.
Boom.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 has a shitload of stuff up now, and you can very easily just go ahead and throw it on. Find an episode, throw it on. My wife was passed out asleep in bed, and I like watching Mystery Science Theater. I've loved it since I was a young man. I would watch it with my older brother. And it's been a lot of years since I've caught up with it, and now that it's on Netflix, I'm really enjoying just throwing on Mystery Science Theater and having a good time falling asleep listening to these very familiar voices making fun of movies. Just something that we're fond of. We're fond of, we'll take the shit out of any movie that we watch.
Yeah, fuck a movie.
They do really a great job of doing it in a way that's smart. They aren't making fun of the actors or making fun of the directors typically. It's just making fun of,
like, hey, this is a, they find the most B-level fucking,
they find these shit movies, yeah. And rather than make fun of the production and stuff, they're making fun of the premise.
Yeah. Making fun of the fucking, the story, the plot line. Like, look, this dude's fucking got his hands in his pockets. Yeah. You know, like,
it's
stupid,
not,
little shit.
It's not rude.
Yeah.
It's not making fun of people who put blood, sweat, and tears into making something. It's saying, hey, like, maybe you should have been bright enough to understand this at the time that you were putting it together.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mentioned earlier,
I'll totally co-sign on that.
You'll
on
back that?
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
Long live Crow, the almighty Crow, everyone's favorite robot. Maybe Tom Servo, but Crow. Anyway, like I said, I got this one in the can that my brother and I recorded, the Brothers Conrad, coming up. It's not going to be part of the regular continuity, so it's not going to be episode 29. It's Bad Words Media Presents The Brothers Conrad.
Episode one.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. Either way, we'll put that together and we'll put it up for you. And that one, myself and Winston, who we've had as a guest on here before, he was on episode 23. One of my favorite episodes. You can go back and listen to it. On our episode that we recorded, which, you know, like I say, we're going to try and throw it up pretty soon. I don't have a date for you, but hang on to your butts. It's coming. We talk about a comic book that we're working on. We talk about clowns. We talk about this movie about a clown that we watched. And generally, it's, this guy, my brother, he can talk a dog off a meat wagon. And it was recorded bright and early in the morning, and you can hear me even less coherent than you're hearing me right now. I was tired from lack of sleep and having just woken up. Right now, I'm tired from lack of sleep and having not gone to bed quite yet. But either way, this is Bad Words 28, and we're gonna keep coming at you. Hope you guys check out some of our Netflix picks. If you do, and you're happy or you're sad, you can let us know. If you've got any Netflix picks for us, you can let us know at bwpods@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can hit us up on Instagram and tell us to keep posting pictures of Fat Batman or whatever you like. We encourage you to reach out. We want to thank our sponsors, Netflix, your home for streaming movies and shit. We want to thank YouTube, your home for when you're bored of Netflix or you only have 15 minutes and want to watch something right swift. And we want to thank Coors Light sponsoring us here tonight. It's been a while. We've been drinking the fancier stuff, and today we decide to dip back into the annals of the old days of the bad words and enjoy a couple silver bullets.
We decided to go analog in this digital world.
Yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
Yeah, and maybe we'll catch up with you guys at the theater watching Godzilla. And if the liquor gods are kind to us, maybe we'll even see you at The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
So we wish you all well. Go back, listen to episode 23, and then check back in. We'll have that Brothers Conrad up for you soon, and we'll have another episode with myself, Michael.
And myself, Big Dickie Smalls.
And keep those words bad.